Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
It is Radio Pulpit. I am Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. We gave you beautiful sounds of Pastor Innocent Mumba and the song You Got It. He's Got You. And before that, we gave you Sissy Wynans. It's Gonna Get Better. And yes, we're sitting on 27 minutes just before 1 right here on 657 AM. Goeiedag, Tani and... There I go. Tani Ursula Andrews. And she says, God knows you're tired. God knows it's difficult for you. But you must also know that God would never place you in a situation that you can't handle. May God listen to all your prayers and bless everyone who's, who's reading this, okay? Thank you. I'm reading it. And so thank you so much. And a blessed Monday to you. Tani, thank you so much for joining in and being with us. And I see some family members there on Facebook. Let me greet Ronel Krier, goeiedag, my koningin, and Gina Sanelile, Kamazungu Machola. Hello to you. Jenny Cupido, hello. Samuel Bashna, hello to you. Padelia Williams, hello to you. And on the line, I'm welcoming... I'm going to call you doctor, whether you are wanty or you don't wanty, it's fine. Whether you are wanty or you don't wanty, do me a doctor, Muloi. How are you?
Oh my gosh. She's always putting me under pressure, Pastor Swoo, that I'm a doctor and I always have to correct myself.
Pella,
I'm
you
not
know,
a doctor
you,
yet.
You
I'm
know,
not a doctor.
No. You know that we are looking up to you, ain't it? Some of us are following you, are like, we can do it. If Lord, she has made it, we're going. And then you're the one who says, yeah, come, let's go. So to us, you're a doctor. How are you, my queen?
I am so well, Sisbo. And how are you doing?
I'm blessed of the Lord. I just wanted to welcome you to the family officially because we'll be with you in 2022. We'll be learning from you and the plate that you'll be bringing forth with the Lord. And we can't wait what the Lord has in store for us. And I was saying to the family that you're not only a counselor, a professional counselor, but you also are in the word. You are a pastor, so you don't come with psychology fan. You also bring Christ. You also bring Christ in the midst of it all. And so we are blessed to have you in the family. Welcome, and we hope that you will feel at home and enjoy the family.
I'm already feeling at home. This is home. For me, this is home. It has always been home. For the past years, this has been home.
Yeah,
and it will forever be home for me. And I thank you so much for that very warm, warm welcome.
But you were just vagashing, you know, you were just visiting, like, come in, and then you're gone. So we're hoping to have a longer journey with you. Welcome. Gigi says, good day, my beautiful queen. I'm listening. Thank you so much, my queen, for tuning in as well. Thank you. Now, my queen, we are talking mental fitness. Mm-hmm. And I shared to you even today as we were talking earlier that from last year, we've experienced a whole lot of exhaustion mentally from a lot of even Christians, pastors, those in leadership, those, you know, everyone.
Absolutely.
Everyone was tired. And so we've had a hard 2020 and a hard 2021.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I think when we saw our children last week making it through 2021 and getting exemptions, not just exemptions, distinctions and all of that, we were like, so it's possible. You know, because it has been such a hard 2 years. There was load shedding, loss of jobs, marriages being affected, it's the children's studies affected, health affected, negative news. Every day you tune on, you hear about the statistics of this and this and that. And not only I'm not only talking about COVID-19, it has been a tough year. I mean, two tough years. And so how does one then attain a mentally health mind as we're starting 2022? After such, where do you begin? What should you be doing, putting into place, my queen, to make sure that our 2022 is different?
Sure. Thank you so much, Pastor Saul, for that. And, you know, you've just mentioned just a plethora of things that COVID actually did. But apart from COVID, yeah, it's true that people have been really feeling so down. Others have gone up to the stage of feeling depressed about life, feelings of hopelessness, you know. And at times, to be quite honest, others even feel as if God does not exist because they feel, I've been praying and God is not hearing me. I've been going through this over and over, and it feels like a cycle of sadness. So what I want to first maybe start with as a point of departure, and maybe I might sound like a broken record because I did mention this again last week, but I just want us to firstly realize that we are a spirit living in a body and we have a soul. That's something that we need to be aware of. So that the reason why I'm actually saying this or explaining this again is that maybe there's still new listeners at home, family who just tuned in and maybe never got to listen to us last week. But just to show you that God created you with a soul, with your soul encompasses your mind, the will, and your emotions. That's where your feelings are at. And usually when feelings get to be triggered, or your feelings can be triggered, or it can be triggered by pain, or it can be triggered by pleasure. So it can be triggered by a whole lot of things. And so which can then drive you to depression. You know, and then depression, one thing about depression that I want my family at home to know, that depression will drive you away from your purpose.
Sure.
Certainly. When God creates man, he created all of us with a purpose. There's nobody who is born without purpose. So when you go through these feelings or depression, it drives you away from your purpose. And that is why then scripture would say, guard your heart, all diligence. Proverbs 24, verses 3. So now when we're speaking of mental fitness, you know, it is easy for us to actually look at, for example, physical health rather than mental health or mental fitness, you know, because with physical health, you will find that it's something visible, you know. When you've got an injury, we can see it, you know. But when you have, when you are not okay emotionally, or when you are emotionally wounded, it's difficult for people to see it. Only you know it, and that's what makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
So, In going back to what you have asked as to how then do we how do we deal with this depression? How do we work around this depression? Is that you need to be mentally fit. And how do we get to mental fitness? Firstly, just to make an example with your physical fitness again, is that physical fitness, you would actually exercise your body for it, right? So, for example, you go to the gym. When you're exercising, you start picking up those dumbbells, right? One kgs. Next week, you're picking up two kgs. Next, the other week you are on 5, the other week you are on 10. You know, you keep growing the capacity. So the more you pick up that one, it's no longer heavy for you. You jump to another one, you know. So with your spiritual fitness, again, it's the same thing. With the spiritual fitness is that our diet becomes the word of God.
Right.
You know, and prayer as well. But now when it comes to mental fitness, mental fitness, what do we do? And these are the things that we take for granted in most cases. For example, meditation. Meditation. And what does meditation do? It our brain or our bodies created with a brain. And inside our brain, we have what we call the hypothalamus, which releases hormones in our bodies. Say now, when you are feeling sad, it's going to release a hormone. And when you are, when there's different types of feelings, when you are in danger, your brain will release a hormone called, it will be different hormones that will help you to actually deal serotonin. Which will serotonin is actually a happy hormone that needs to stabilize your mood, you know, and so there's so many hormones that the brain gets to release, and of which some of these things they get to be released by the simplest things. For example, exercising your body, which is something that we ignore at times.
Sure. And just exercising your body can do something to your mind.
Yes. It does. Absolutely. It releases a hormone, endorphins, which can be released, like dopamine, which can be released by you exercising. And you know that when you have gone so far with depression, at times when you go to see help or seek help with psychiatrist or psychologist, they will then give you a hormone, which in a form of a pill or a drug, which is actually dopamine. But what we don't realize is that our brain has the ability to release this dopamine by you just exercising. Exercising.
Okay.
And simple things such as finding a support structure. How do you support a person who's actually going through depression? Finding a support structure, somebody checking up on you. And sometimes we have the thinking or the perception that when someone is going through depression, we have to say these big, huge words,
to
make them feel good. But sometimes just being there for the person is enough. Just you spending that moment, even in the midst of their sorrow, is more than enough to actually to better their mental state. In fact, I want to quote a verse, or to rather maybe peruse or show us something in Scripture, Matthew, which is from Matthew 26, from verses 36 to 38. This is in Gethsemane. Jesus is about to be crucified. And so what happens there is that he calls his disciples and says, come with me, let's go yonder to pray, right? And when he gets there again, he calls three people, just three people, of which it's also important to find those people around you that you can be actually vulnerable enough to speak how you're feeling, to express your emotions to them without feeling judged, you know? And so that's very key, to find those friends, to find that maybe a family member or somebody that you can actually express yourself to, because expressing yourself does also help. It does also release the tension within you. So now, going back to the scripture, Jesus then asked three of his disciples. He says to them, I think it's verse 37, if I'm not mistaken. He said, the scripture says, he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And then he gets, then the scripture says, he began to be sorrowful. So there is no shame. I also want to appeal to someone who's actually going through depression at home, that there is no shame in you seeking help, and then there is no shame in you feeling how you are feeling.
Our Lord Jesus Christ went through that.
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely. So Jesus, then he says these words in verses 38. He says,
my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even yes. to death.
Yes.
Sure.
Can you imagine how painful, what kind of pain was the master feeling?
Yeah.
That my soul is over. Other versions will say, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. So it is possible for you to feel sorrowful, and it does not mean that when you are born again you are exempted from the pressures
way.
Of life, from the pressures of life, from all these sadness and so forth. So, but what is also important, I like what Paul says at some point when he speaks concerning grief as well, because grief does, it can also put you in a state of depression. He says, do not grieve like those who do not have hope, you know. So in the midst of all of this is that you still need to be hopeful.
Yeah.
Because now depression will drive you to the point of being, of hopelessness. And I want to actually make someone realize that you can master your emotions.
Yeah.
You can master your emotions. And that is the will of God in your life, for you to be able to master your emotions.
So it's possible. So it means that when we're feeling this kind of sadness, when I'm reading the Amplified Version of our Lord Jesus
yes.
Christ, it says, my soul is very sad and deeply
yes.
grieved. So
yes.
that I'm almost dying of sorrow.
Yes.
Sure. So if we are feeling like this, it means we need to surround ourselves with others, ne?
Absolutely.
Because what happens most of the times is that I don't know if it's the spirit itself of depression. It kind of secludes you. It kind of separates you from
Absolutely.
Everyone. You don't want to talk. You are hiding. Although
Absolutely.
You know you are sinking in sadness, you are going into this bottomless hole that you can't explain to anyone. But now you don't want to talk to anyone about it.
Absolutely. Well, we will go into the symptoms of how you recognize depression and so forth.
Yes.
But it is absolutely true that what depression does, it sort of secludes you from people, right?
Mm.
It takes you away from people. And that is where you realize that this is definitely not from God. And because you at the end of the day, others end up taking their own lives.
Yes.
You know, committing suicide. Because at that moment, in fact, that's where the devil wants you to be at, where you cannot seek help, where you feel like, even if I speak, I'm still not going to get help, the help that I need.
Mm.
So it sort of isolates you from everyone. You know, so you're not getting help, you're not seeking help, you are all alone, and then there's this influx of negative thoughts all around you. And when I say you can master your emotions, it first has to start with your mind and the things that you feel in your mind. You know, Philippians 4:8, it says that whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just,
true.
Whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever
of
things that
report.
Are lovely, whatsoever things that are good, you know, think about those. Think about those. Put them in your mind. So it's very important. The entrance of your heart is your eyes and what you hear and what you feel in your heart. So it's very important as to what are you filling your mind with.
Okay.
So when you are going through depression, it's you quickly seeking help if you can, or surround yourself with people who are going to speak life to you. Because when you go back to this scripture again, you see what Jesus is actually saying, and he says to them that the last words there, he says, stay here and keep watch with me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when someone is going through depression, all they need is just you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't need to say anything. Just be there.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there. And I think also having to learn the art of listening. Listen to someone. And I think most cases we get shocked when someone has committed suicide. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you will say, I feel like we didn't see the signs. We didn't. But sometimes you might have remembered that this person did mention something like, mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so many things that when you recall, you will remember that they did mention something about it, but I was not aware that it was this intense.
Mm-hmm.
So having to learn the art of listening, and not listen with the intention of answering, but listen with the intention of understanding.
Mm.
You know, listening with our ears, listening with our eyes, listening with our heart, listening, using all your senses to listen. Because sometimes you might ask someone, how are you? They say, I'm okay.
Mm.
But if you're able to listen deep to how they are actually feeling, you might find that the okay is not actually okay.
Mm.
That they are okay is not okay. And especially if it's someone that is close to you, you know them better. So even when they say to you, I am okay.
Yeah.
You know deep down in your heart of hearts, you know that
it's not okay.
Sure. It's not okay.
Sure. Yeah. And sometimes these things really pass, you know, it just pass.
We can't
see them until something drastic happens. Okay, Tracy Nadia, I see you saying, good afternoon, family of God. Good afternoon, my queen. Thank you. And she says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by the Savior who made the ultimate sacrifice for me. Tracy, just thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ right there, going through depression. For you and I, he went through it. There's nothing that our Lord Jesus Christ never gone through for us.
Mm.
Memu says, amen to meditation. That's my favorite. So let's look at to meditation before we can even go to other parts like your signs and symptoms of one who is depressed, Murid. Meditation. Yes, the word says if they are pure, if they are of good report, if they are lovely, meditate on these. But what does meditation entail? What should we, how should we do it?
Well, first and foremost, we from a Christian perspective, and we meditate upon the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think the word of God itself is life to us.
Yeah.
You know, we cannot live outside the confinements of who we are. In fact, Paul would say, "In Him we live,
in Him
we move,
and have our being."
And we have our being.
Mm-hmm.
So even our meditation, and I think there's quite a number of scriptures, especially if you would go to the book of Psalms.
Mm.
That consistently remind us who we are.
Mm.
So having to meditate, to continuously meditate on these scriptures, on these words, it actually makes us, but remember that I spoke about that hormone.
Dopamine?
Dopamine, yes. Mm-hmm. That makes you actually feel good.
Mm.
It helps. From a meditation point of view, is that when you have meditated and you read scriptures such as I am the head and not the tail, you know, it makes you feel good. It's like God writing a love letter to you, you know. So it releases oxytocin. What does oxytocin do? It's actually another word for it. It's the love hormone.
Mm.
It's called the love hormone. So can you imagine when someone would actually write you an SMS expressing to you how much they love you?
Mm.
You know, that feeling that you feel, that good feeling, that good feeling, you know. So having to meditate on the word of God and God expressing himself to you how much he loves us, you know, that he has loved you to the point of death, that he died for you in the cross. Mm. So this should make you feel good that you are the beloved of the Lord. So you're meditating upon these things, your daily, you're making it a daily, and other people would call it affirmations.
Okay.
You know, you're meditating and you're affirming yourself in the Lord. So it's very key, because it releases a lot of hormones as well, which are healthy hormones, and of which when God created us, he created us with these things. He created us with this, the ability to release these hormones from our brain.
Okay, so we can do it ourselves, bring ourselves to that level where we are excited about life and God and everything in the midst of hardships, in the midst of tough times, but you are able to do that. All right, let's take a break and then come back to you, Muruti, so we can, okay, let's do this.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.